A proposed tent city in Hillsborough County is still being considered, but supporters may need to examine alternative locations. In a land use meeting today, county commissioners voted to send the proposal back to a public hearing. Catholic Charities of the Diocese of St. Petersburg is asking Hillsborough County to change the zoning of 12 acres near Harney Road and Hillsborough Avenue in East Tampa to allow 250 tents for homeless residents. 3 weeks ago, the commission asked staff to determine how they could revise the minimum housing code and the building code to allow temporary structures like tents and wooden shacks. But on Tuesday, the commissioners chose to send the proposal back to a public hearing because, according to Assistant County Attorney Adam Gormley, the people who had commented at the previous hearing should be able to remark on the new changes.
For that reason, we're recommending that this petition be remanded back to the August 25th Zoning Hearing Master Hearing to conduct a public hearing on the changes to the project and the new proposed conditions, both to allow public testimony on it and to allow the hearing master to consider these proposed changes as part of his consideration and of the project.
Before the changes were made, the hearing master had recommended that the commission reject the tent city proposal from Catholic Charities. The same two commissioners, Ken Hagen and Kevin White, who voted to stop the project last month, voted against holding another public hearing because they say the location is wrong. White, whose district includes the proposed site, suggested an alternate site at a nearby school owned by the Diocese of St. Petersburg, Mary Help of Christian Center.
That seems like that would be a much more appropriate site. It's at the dead end of a road. It's industrial. They have facilities already. It's not abutting any residential neighborhoods. It's a short jaunt to Heartline and bus routes.
But Frank Murphy, president of Catholic Charities for the Diocese of St. Petersburg, says that even though it's no longer a full-time school, Mary Help of Christians is still used for many religious classes and other gatherings for kids.
It still is an active parish site with children, CCD programs, retreats for children, and actively used as a Catholic ministry. We did look at that, considered that. It's not nearly as accessible or really close to the concentration of the homeless.
Commissioner Jim Norman says that Hillsborough County could also donate land for a tent city, what he calls Catholic Charities too. His colleague Rose Ferlita made the motion to hold another public hearing with the hearing master.
I already have met with staff and administration, and we are looking at other sites. But I was hoping that that would be an opportunity to weigh in on later, but there are some possibilities. Again, that's what I was looking at when I said compromise.
After the commissioners voted 5-2 to hold a public hearing, a vocal critic of allowing a tent city at the proposed site, Hal Hart, said a positive step was taken on Tuesday.
I think the county commissioners are finally starting to listen. I think the fact that they are talking about other possible locations means that they're paying attention, that they want to make sure that this does not negatively impact our community. So yes, I think this is a very positive sign.
Hart maintains that there are some real legal questions here about the process, but he is optimistic the commission will consider alternate locations.
We want to explain why this is not a viable solution, number one, why this is not a good location. I think the commissioners need to understand that the diocese owns literally hundreds a vacant agriculturally zoned property in Hillsborough County, and that there are perhaps other more suitable locations. And so we want to explain that to them.
Catholic Charities President Frank Murphy says he's open to other locations, including agricultural land.
If they are close to the homeless, on bus lines, close to services, I'm happy to consider any site.
But in the meantime, the revised plan for the originally proposed site of the tent city is still on the table. Murphy says he is not discouraged because Catholic Charities worked with county staff to come up with changes to their plan that might make it easier for the zoning request to be accepted by the county.
They came up with a number of suggestions we never would have thought of. We put those in our plan. I think they help a lot. We changed what we're asking, the egress point on Hillsborough Avenue, so it's even farther away from the neighborhood where people go in and out. They've asked for a little more buffer on the commercial side, which is reasonable. Where the location of the tents or casitas might be. Number of bathrooms, there's some fear about the water table, all this kind of thing. So all the sewer changes are required. Some of the drainage issues that are already existing on the property could be addressed. So we felt good about the staff changes, and we propose those as conditions, and we'll go to the zoning hearing master.
Linda Hinson says her house is a 3-minute walk from the proposed tent city location near Harney Road. She holds a red octagonal sign reading Stop Tent City. Hinson points at drawings of a tent and a hypodermic needle and says they just need to move it to another site.
We're bombarded with all kinds of things, and they're trying to shove it down our throat. And why should our neighborhoods, and it's not just Eastlake, it is a lot of communities out there that are getting bombarded. Steak and Shake, they're doing showers in Steak and Shake now. So you can imagine if they have more people. They steal from the store, which is directly across from the entrance.
On August 25th, the zoning hearing master will hear the Catholic Charities proposal again with the new modifications, and the public will be able to comment. The county commission will consider the request at the October 13th land use meeting. For WMNF News, I'm Sean Canaan.